Martin Scorsese's involvement with film has extended to lending his name to the re-release of such films as Rocco and His Brothers and Belle du Jour. This month, Scorsese presents the re-release of Jean-Luc Godard's Contempt, a film Scorsese has called brilliant, romantic, and genuinely tragic. He also says it's one of the greatest films ever made about the actual process of filmmaking. John Powers has a review.
In 1962, producers Carlo Ponti and Joseph E. Levine hired Jean-Luc Godard to direct a sexy potboiler starring Jack Palance, Michel Piccoli, and Brigitte Bardot. But Godard has always been the movie's most iconoclastic genius, and he turned Contempt into an attack on precisely the sort of racy lowbrow fantasy that Ponti and Levine expected him to make. Piccoli plays Paul Javal, a once serious writer whose wife Camille is played by Bardot. Paul gets approached by Palance's character, Jeremiah Prokosh, a thuggish American producer who's making a version of The Odyssey with the famous director Fritz Lang. Prokosh wants Paul to rewrite the script to make it trashier. He likes the idea of topless mermaids. Although Prokosh is a Hollywood barbarian defined by his red sports car, Paul is still tempted by the offer, even after Prokosh comes on to his wife. Although Paul pretends not to notice, Camille certainly does, and Contempt turns into something of a debased modern version of The Odyssey. The ambivalent Paul must try to win back his wife and deal with the suitor Prokosh, a man who feels no more inner turmoil than a hungry lion, as is clear when, during a boat ride off the Isle of Capri, he's licking his chops over Camille.
Jerry, Joe Levine is calling at one from New York.
Why don't you come up to the villa with me and leave them here to talk?
Venez avec nous, madame. On les laisse discuter.
Non, j'entrerai à pied avec mon mari tout à l'heure.
She's going with her husband.
Oh, come on. You spend all day with him. Come on.
Monsieur Prokosh dit que vous êtes toute la journée avec votre mari.
Paul.
You mind if your wife comes along with me?
Est-ce que ça vous ennuie que votre femme vienne avec
nous? Over the years, Contempt has become something of a grail for film lovers, who've been forced to endure seeing the movie exclusively in bastardized versions, with terrible dubbed dialogue, sound that muffles Georges Delarue's music, one of the most haunting scores ever, and scanned prints that shrink Raoul Coutard's legendary widescreen images to only half their original size. I would love this movie for its ravishing beauty alone, yet this is only the beginning. At its most visceral level, Contempt offers an incomparable anatomy of a marriage, with all its shifting moods and psychic fault lines. During one extended 30-minute scene between Paul and Camille in their apartment, we see how he treats her as an object of his fantasies. We see her disgust at his willingness to prostitute both his talent and to pimper to Prokosh. We see Paul insist that he's doing it for her, to pay for the apartment that she loves. And we see her contempt at his refusal to own up to his own actions. As the two bathe, argue, fall silent, paper over their differences, and drown in mutual incomprehension, Godard actually shows us a love going dead. He also shows us the movies being murdered by the crass Prokosh, who is Godard's hilariously vicious portrait of the men who hired him to make Contempt. In a sense, this story is the reverse of those Henry James novels about innocent Americans meeting corrupt Europeans. Here it's the old world that seems innocent next to the gangsterish Yank who has the power to make them jump. Where does this power come from? The Nazi Hermann Goering once said, "When I hear the word culture, that's when I reach for my revolver." Prokosh wields a far more modern weapon. "When I hear the word culture," he tells Paul, "I reach for my wallet." Prokosh strives to buy everything, directors like Fritz Lang, writers like Paul, movie stars like Brigitte Bardot. Camille is the defining role of Bardot's career because it's the only one that doesn't exploit her status as a sexual icon. When Godard first finished the film, Ponti and Levine were outraged that he hadn't shown Bardot naked. That's what she was there for. And they ordered him to shoot a nude scene. In a brilliant act of subversion, Godard did just that. When we first meet Camille, she's spread out naked on a bed like a piece of meat, and she's asking Paul, "Do you like my bottom? Do you like my back? Do you like my breasts?" Deliberately unerotic, this is a nude scene that unmasks the cold-blooded way that Bardot and all sex kittens have been used by the movies. Shortly before his death, Levine was asked about Contempt, and he replied by cursing Godard's name. "I gave him Palance. I gave him Bardot. I gave him Capri. And what did he give me? A great big piece of that's what he gave me." For the record, what Godard gave him, and you'll probably never hear me say these words again, is one of the greatest films ever made.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.